I'm singing in the rain.
Well, the weather's just fine. It's hardly raining.
Been through every kind of rain there is.
Rain's not that hard.
A little bit of Sting Gang rain.
I keep playing. I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come down for quite a while.
Sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Singing in the
As Arizonans who have been dry for 70 days, the rain feels a little bit good. Good morning. You're tuned in to the garden segment of Rosie on the House.
I bet somewhere there's still a snowbird complaining. I don't come down to Arizona for this.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. To keep us as beautiful a state as we are, we need the moisture as well. That's for sure. Projecting a nice little snow drop above 6,000 feet or 6,500 feet, I think. So rain below. John Jay, I heard rumors that they were anticipating this storm could bring as much as an inch of rain.
That was a half an inch to an inch is what
nice.
They were saying last night.
So nice.
It comes down hard and then it quits. So, yeah. You know, we need it to do that off and on, give people a break. A nice 2 or 3 hour break in between where they can get out and get a little yard work done and then let it rain, wash it in and water it in. And that'd be perfect, wouldn't it?
Great weekend to get a gardening project started. If there's anything you've been thinking about getting done but wanted to check with John Jay first, your opportunity to join him online is available right now. We have open lines. Julia is there as our call screener. Mike's there as our board operator and engineer. Romy and I are here with John Jay Harper. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. My Bermuda lawn's already in, and my garden is looking beautiful.
Well, yeah, with the warmer than normal January and February, and this rain, which is pretty warm. I mean, I put a raincoat on, went outside this morning, went, ugh.
No, too much.
Coat.
Too much, huh?
It's going to kick stuff in. Of course, stuff's blooming. Citrus is already blooming. You know,
yes.
Stuff's about a month
yeah.
ahead.
Yeah.
Lady Banks roses and citrus and a lot of things that we don't see till mid-March, maybe even late March, are already starting to bloom. So that's not going to be a problem here. Places like I have friends in Sonoyta that said their fruit trees are starting to bloom.
Mm.
Could be an issue there.
Yeah, boy.
They could still get a freeze yet, and that could be an issue. But for us, really, it's about just getting out and getting going. Take advantage of this moisture. We sold maybe more pre-emergent herbicide in one day than we've ever sold yesterday.
That proves people are listening, right?
Exactly. We're getting the message out that you got to get in. And this is perfect timing because September and March are probably the two best months to apply pre-emergent herbicide. So get out, do that, fertilize. You know, I put in our newsletter, you won't melt. Get those tomato plants need to get in the ground, peppers,
yeah.
squash, all that stuff. So it's time. The ground will be soft. You won't have to water it in.
Watering in is exactly what I was going to ask. On our property, to water in fertilizer, I mean, I got to chain three hoses together and drag it. And
exactly.
I didn't have time to get all that done. Well, with the rain coming, I went out and I put down, you know, the Arizona's Best, the granular fertilizer on all the citrus and stone fruits. And with the gamble that this rain's going to do it for me,
paid off, didn't it?
I bumped into our friend Scottsdale Weed Control just yesterday, Friday morning. And he says, Rosie, I got so many orders today, I don't even have time to stop and visit with you.
Yeah.
So, people are listening. You get it down. You get it down this time of year. You get it down ahead of a rain that's going to water it in for you. And you've bought 6 months.
And they got a precursor.
Free.
You know, the weeds have actually been pretty bad. It's been dry. But you remember November and December?
Yes.
3 inches of rain in one storm?
Yep.
Then warm January and February. We've had lots of wheat. You know, you look out on the desert, people with desert landscaping, a lot of weeds have popped. So I think they got a little warning, like, oh, man, it's really going to get bad if I don't do something about it now. So, you know, pre-emergent, or if you've got weeds that have already come up, zap them, pull them. This will make great weed pulling weather. Pull easy.
I saw one thing. I think I even may have mentioned it to you. I was at the horse corral the other day, and it was 3 weeks ago. I saw a white wing.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Sure wasn't a ring.
He's lost.
No. I saw a white wing, and boy, you just gulp. You go, oh no.
He's lost.
Oh no.
Let's hope he's lost.
Oh no.
The geese are still here.
Generally speaking, white wings are a sign that summer is right there and 90 degree weather is here.
But the morning doves are sure broody.
Usually,
They're really. Yeah. And I saw some quail that were paired up in the neighborhood.
Yep.
Haven't heard the little mating quail call yet, but they're starting to pair up at the morning dove. So spring's here. You know, I mean, it simply said, as I put in my newsletter Thursday, it would be easier to tell you what not to do. What you can't do in the garden right now than what you can. I mean, literally can plant almost anything, fertilize just about anything. It's just time. And, you know, how many days do we get to get out without having to wear sunscreen and a big hat and gloves and all that stuff and take advantage of a nice, overcast, mild, moist day? It's not cold, the wind's not blowing, and you got easy digging.
Great opportunity to jump outside.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Tony, welcome to the program from Southern Arizona, it looks like.
Sororita.
Yes.
Beautiful. How's the rain gauge down there?
Well, it's cloudy, but they're predicting rain afternoon, and there's a big question if it's going to be rain at all.
I'll be darned. Wow.
The mountains seem to be getting covered, and there's some snow coming down into Santa Rita Peak. So,
okay. All right. Very good. Well, thanks for the report. What's your project today?
Well, I'm planning to put in a frankincense tree. And my question would be, what kind of care would I need for the tree at about a 3,000-foot level?
Frankincense tree.
Right.
Have no idea.
Not familiar with that one?
I mean, I've heard of frankincense.
Frankincense, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know anything about the tree or how to care for the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you find the tree?
Well, there's a grower that can bring it in for me.
Well, so. I would probably consult with that grower and or his source.
Find out if he's got other customers that have
grown that
here.
Yeah, as to what the care and expectations of that should be, because it's not something that I've had any experience at all with.
Well, that's a first.
Yeah, don't get those often.
No, but, you know, I mean, I really, you know, it's an interesting question. I may have to go on to good old Google myself.
Do a little follow-up on that one. And there's the Kuntz family that run Green Valley Nursery right in your areas. You may want to visit with them and see if they could point you in a direction of a similar size tree that we know will grow well in your area.
Well, and I don't know that it won't, but I just, you know, have no idea. And, of course, when you start talking southeastern Arizona, southern Arizona, it's, you know, some of those areas are 3,000 to 4,000 foot elevation.
He was saying he was seeing a little snow in the peaks.
Completely different planting circumstances than we have here in Phoenix and even Tucson, for that matter. So let us know.
Well, yeah, we'll have a little follow-up with that one. That's very interesting. On our vegetable gardens, a couple weeks ago you were saying it was time for tomatoes. Can we still get them in the ground?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, anywhere through the month of March. I just, you know, I hate to see people wait till the actual first day of spring, you know, the third week of March, you know, then they've missed a month of growing season. Take advantage. Our last average frost is about Valentine's Day in most valley locations. So we're a week or two past that. So it's time. You know, the earlier you get them in, the more mature the plant gets before hot weather hits, the more fruit you're going to get. That simple. But it's certainly pretty late to start them from seed. You don't want to probably just now be starting your tomatoes from seed. You want to be planting transplants. They don't have to be great big, but get transplants in the ground. Peppers, the same way. Squash and cucumbers and melons, you could still do seed if you wanted to, because they'll go later into the heat. But tomatoes and peppers, I'd quit sowing seeds and get the transplants now.
There you go. And again, like we were talking, perfect weekend to do it.
And
if you're in and around one of the Harper's locations, y'all are having a rainy day special,
right? Yeah, we, you know, we something we kind of got, we stole the idea from a friend of ours, Daniel Boone from Holland Boone. He has a rainy every day. Every time it rains, he has it at sale. So we decided, you know, perfect timing. First Saturday in March should be a big gardening weekend, and boom, here comes the rain. Like, oh, no. So 25% off.
Anything at Harper's?
Anything in stock that you can take out with you. We won't deliver. We won't install. We, you know, you got to haul it home with you.
Perfect. Carrie and Mesa, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, we have just brought a new home and haven't been homeowners for a long time, and we're new to Arizona, so I really don't know how to grow a plant down here. And all we see is cheap grass that's been thrown in and weeds that keep growing. And I just don't know where to start.
Well, that's all you see? You don't see any good landscapes? I don't know where you live, but... I would say, is there any landscaping in the home, or is this a brand new home?
Yes, it was landscaped with different rock. It's got citrus trees. It used to be, the whole subdivision used to be a citrus orchard. So we've got several citrus trees. We've got jacaranda trees.
Okay. Well, it sounds like perhaps maybe having a landscape design professional come to your home, walk around with you, develop a plan that meets with your expectations, what you want the garden to look like, what you're going to do in your yard. Are you going to entertain? Do you want grass instead of gravel? By the accent, I suppose, it sounds like she's from someplace that's a little greener than here. So she may want some lawn. That's where I would start.
Rather than
trying to figure it out yourself, maybe get somebody involved to help you plan and execute.
Be a perfect candidate to go walk around a nursery just to see a variety of the local plants that are here. I mean, what she might be seeing from her neighbors obviously isn't what she's looking for. But go walk your local nursery and see
that. And find one. There's got to be one in your neighborhood that you like. Find it, take some pictures, go to the nursery, have them come out, help you plan it.
1-888-767-4348.